We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's quarter number four, and this quarter is brought to you by Labatt Blue Citra, a bright hop aroma and a crisp, clean finish. Labatt Blue Citra, check it out. Don't forget, we're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light bleed blue and white. All right, Ross, what is it?
Drink blue and light.
There you go, Kevin. White. There you go. We got it for you. All right, quarter number four, we are going to do a little preview of the Iowa game. Penn State's at Iowa. We're going to give our picks, predictions of what we think, maybe a bowl prediction. Number 10, Penn State's 5-0. They're going to play at number 17, Iowa. Hawkeyes are 4-1. 7:30 Eastern kick at Kinnick Stadium. The game is on ABC.
Yes.
Excuse me. Iowa lost last week to Michigan, 10-3. That's their only loss of the season. The line is Penn State's a 3.5-point favorite. The over-under is 41. The line's been going up and down a little bit.
Half point's a big deal in a game like this.
It is a big deal in a game like this. One thing I'll throw out there, and I got plenty of numbers, of course, Ross. This is the numbers 4 and 5 total defensive teams in the country right now. Excuse me. And the number 2 and 3 scoring defenses in the country. Penn State is 2 and 4. Iowa is 3 and 5. And the last little tidbit I want to throw out, and I have more numbers. Coach James Franklin's 3-0 against Iowa.
Wow.
You know, Russ, we got a numbers guy in the room who does nothing but look at numbers. It's his pride and joy. And he missed the most obvious number. Happy anniversary, everyone. This is the 15-year anniversary of 6-4, the worst game I've ever seen in my life. It's almost mathematically impossible. 15 years ago, they played it at Beaver Stadium. Penn State registered a couple of safeties. Iowa had a couple of field goals, and the final score was 6-4. I don't think they're going to be that low on Saturday, but it should be a defensive-minded game.
All right, I'm going to give you Iowa's schedule real quick just so we know before I start getting into any numbers. We're going to get to Nate Stanley, the quarterback for Iowa, in a little bit. It's kind of like it's a Jekyll and Hyde thing I'm looking at in my head because I've watched a couple Iowa games. They beat Miami of Ohio 38-14. They beat Rutgers 30-0. They beat Iowa State at Iowa State 18-17. They beat Middle Tennessee 48-3, and they lost at Michigan last week 10-3. This is Nate Stanley's third year as the starter. Was he 18-49 last year in that game? Does that sound
It was 49 right? attempts. It was 18, 205 yards, two interceptions.
Right.
He had two 9-star tight ends to throw to in that game, in T.J. Hockenson and Noah Font.
First round pick.
He missed one of them by 40 yards for a touchdown. The weather wasn't even that bad. He threw an awful interception late in the game to Nick Scott with them getting ready maybe to go in and win that game.
Yep.
And it was – you know, he wasn't even really that good 2 years ago when Penn State won 21-19. He had some yards and some touchdowns, but I don't know if you remember, Akram Wadley made two unbelievable plays late in that game to get Iowa in front. He has a lot to prove, I think, to the Penn State defense. And it's, you know, he's going to be better than he was, I think, hopefully against Michigan because they're at home. But I just think that there's a lot of people that think he might be an NFL quarterback. It's hard to see.
He was not good last week as well. Now, there were a few drops mixed in, but he was not good. And he was sacked 8 times last week. He will hold on to the football. I was watching that game.
That's really hard to believe considering Iowa's offensive line. Yeah. Their offensive tackles, their right tackle, Tristan Wirfs, is awesome.
Yeah.
Like top 10 pick, maybe.
Jackson was coming off a knee injury. He got hurt in the opener, and I think he probably was a week too early on the comeback. It looked like he was struggling, Ross, pretty badly with his mobility.
Is this game all about defenses? Both of these defenses have been pretty good. Iowa's defense was really good last week against Michigan on the road.
Yeah.
Their defense travels. They've been good all year. Is this game all about defense?
I would say no, because when the defenses are this good, a quarterback is going to have to step up and make a play to win the game. That's what McSorley did 2 years ago. That's what Stanley could not do last year. McSorley had a bad knee, came out of the game. Tommy went in and scored, but he came in off the bench with a bad knee and ran for a 51-yard touchdown. I know he threw the pick six to Geno Stone, but in the fourth quarter of this game, there's going to be a quarterback step up and win the game. The question is it going to be Clifford or is it going to be Stanley?
There you go. The thing about Stanley in this year, that is, he was not good last week. He obviously was not good against Penn State last year. He has 8 touchdown passes and 3 picks. 2 of them were last week, so he only had 1 interception going in last week.
He had 3 interceptions last week.
3 interceptions, and so that was right. Jim was right. He had all 3. He's thrown for 1,225 yards already this year, and he has a 62% completion percentage. Ross, Bob's looking at the quarterbacks. Beyond that, anything else that you're looking at in this matchup? It's a night game. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Anything else that you're looking at?
O-line, D-line, I think will determine the outcome of this game. Iowa's got some good defensive linemen like A.J. Epinesa.
Right.
They've got some good offensive linemen. Penn State, we know what they have. I really envision, I know we're not at the predictions yet, but I envision this game being very similar to Iowa's game last week against Michigan. I'm stunned. What's it, 41?
41.
I would crush the under. Crush the under. This feels like a 13-10 game to me. I am really surprised by that total. I think it's 13-10. I mean, they played Iowa State, it was 18-17. They played Michigan, it was 10-3.
Yeah.
Where are they getting 41 from?
I'm just really, honestly, I'm really excited to watch Rashid Walker against Epinesa. And I say that because I think Epinesa is going to – obviously, he's a great player. He is a great player, and there are going to be times where they don't help Rashid with one of the tight ends. And he's probably going to make a couple of plays because he's that good. But I just think that Rashid, watching him grow this year in season and knowing that, you know, he spent all offseason going against Etor and Shaka, I think if he can kind of hold his own a little bit in this game – he's kind of setting the path to be just a really, really good player at Penn State if he can kind of hold it together, not get bothered by the crowd noise, because that's going to be a factor as well. But he is a talented kid, and he's not going to face too many players in his career better than Epinesa. And I'm excited to see him maybe win a couple of these battles.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. You were talking about Iowa's defensive end, A.J., say his last name again?
Epinesa.
Ross
is a big fan as well, I know.
He lost his running mate, though. Nelson.
Yeah. Went the other, to the NFL. This Golston kid's pretty good, though.
Yeah, he's pretty good. But here's the thing that strikes me about that is maybe a little bit odd, and I'm looking at your thoughts on the quarterback position being important. I only have 7 sacks in 5 games, but I don't know if that matters.
Yeah.
It's pressure and impact.
It's pressure
in the
more than the sacks. It's quarterback hits. It's forcing. It's deflected passes. They had those giants knocking balls down at the line of scrimmage. Nelson, he was like 6'10". I mean, there is. You know, everyone looks at the sacks, but really to be a disruptive player, there's a lot of things you can do. There's things just called quarterback hits where you hit somebody after the ball gets away, and it's like body blows in a boxing fight. It just adds up in the fourth quarter, and they're going to do that to Clifford. He's going to get tested physically. There are going to be some plays where, you know, he's going to have to get up. You remember some of the games where Trace, you never thought he was going to get up after he got blasted in the sternum or he had to come out for a little while. This is one of those games where I think Sean's probably going to get his nose bloodied and he's going to have to respond, and I think, you know, that's going to be one of the big keys to the game.
Both of these run defenses are outstanding as well. They're both ranked top 5 in the country. Iowa only allows 87 yards a game and 3.6 carry. Penn State's got similar numbers, less than 90 yards a game. There's 7 running backs. Penn State uses 4. They use 3 running backs.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
The best defensive back in this game is a Pennsylvania kid who plays for Iowa. That bothers
Geno Stone.
Me. That bothers me.
Is that Michael?
He played at Newcastle. Geno Stone. He's the kid who had the pick six last year. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Penn State safeties aren't that good. There would be a huge difference in this game if Geno Stone was at Penn State instead of at Iowa. I mean, you're talking about a difference-making player on your team as opposed to your opponent's team. It's a big miss by Penn State.
And you have to give credit to
They didn't offer him. Yeah.
Well, and their ability to develop players at Iowa, because they're not, they're
it's
not gonna,
incredible.
They're not going to. It's Wisconsin and Iowa do a fantastic job getting, you know, borderline three stars to play at four, almost five star levels, and they do it more often than not. That's a really good development program, and that's why Iowa is always going to be tough, especially at home.
Lamont Wade's playing some pretty good safety right now. Are Penn State safeties not good?
They're fine. They're okay. They're not Geno Stone.
They're not.
They're not playmaking guys like he is. He's a difference-making player. I wouldn't say Lamont Wade had a good game. I wouldn't say he's a difference-making player.
The three running backs at Iowa employed McKay.
All right. Let's get to the picks.
Let's get to the picks.
Well, then you're leading off.
I want to do the picks. I want to do the predictions. Nobody cares about Iowa's three running backs. Sorry, right, Andy.
You got it.
Just for the record, I love Andy. I love his stats. I love his preparation. But I want to have time for the pick.
We got him.
So I kind of agree with a bunch of things Bob said about how this game's going to go. Ultimately, the things in – I think the offensive-defensive line matchups are pretty even. I think Iowa's at home. And I think Iowa's quarterback's a fifth-year senior, and Penn State's quarterback is a first-year starter. I think Iowa wins the game. I think Iowa wins the game. I think it's probably ends up being maybe 13-10. Penn State comes back the next week and beats Michigan. But I think such a tough place to play. When they were there in 2017, Penn State was just much better than Iowa, and they still barely won. I think Iowa wins the game. I think it's like 13-10.
Yeah, I picked Iowa at the beginning of the year, and I forgot how bad Stanley was. I was going through my notes from last year, and I'm going to flip-flop. I'll take Sean Clifford in this game over Stanley. I just think that he is decision-making, all of it. He played so bad at Beaver Stadium. I just can't pick him. 24-17 Penn State. I would look for a couple of things. I'm excited to see Rashid Walker play, and I do think one of the keys to the game will be how many two tight end sets you see from Penn State, where those two tight ends impact the game as run blockers, as helpers to the offensive tackles, and also making some plays maybe in the flats to extend drives. 24-17 Penn State. This is definitely a pick against Nate Stanley.
All right, I'm going to go. This is a 50-50 game for me. There's so many elements. I'm going to go Penn State 17, Iowa 13. I'm looking at Penn State's linebackers in run support and taking away that short passing game that Stanley likes to start out and go to as an important factor. My bold prediction.
I can't wait.
Yes.
Can't wait.
The Iowa touchdown will come from either their special teams or defense. The Hawkeyes offense does not get in the end zone.
Okay.
That's my bold.
That's good. That. We like that.
But if it's a good bold prediction, then it's not funny for us, so it ruins the show. You're supposed to give a stupid bold prediction.
All right, that'll do it from our show from the Labatt Studio. Thanks for joining us, everybody, and enjoy the game.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.